Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Welcome, everybody. So, is there anything you're avoiding? I know I am. We all have our reasons. But really, what is avoiding costing us, right? I mean, I would have a gold medal in avoiding if it was an Olympic sport. And I also know that the podium would be crowded because there's a lot of us that does it. There we go. But like I just asked, what does it really cost us? A lot. Today we're going to go through ways how to not avoid. But first we're also going to go and say, figure out why. Why we do this, what we think we get, what the actual costs are. And then I have a bunch of tips and tricks on how not to avoid, how to shift that mindset so it's not ruling you. And number 9 is actually fun. So do stick around for that. And welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and I am so excited that you are here. This is truly one of my favorite times of each week, and I get to share and be here with you. And if you have anything that you would like to explore, some subject that you're curious about, that's what we're here for. Send me a line at hello@danielle.com and let me know what you're curious about. Because if you're curious about it, I'm curious about it. And if we're curious about it, trust me, other people are wondering about it too. So do drop me a line at hello@danielle.com and check out my website while you're there if you want to do private session or I have classes going on all the time. I just did a class called Quantum Creation. That is amazing and I help you. Access the building blocks of the universe to create the life that you desire. All right. Right? Don't avoid creating the life that you desire. Here's some tools. Well, here's some more tools. All right. So how many of us do that, though? We have something we have to do, work, otherwise, and we start scrolling. I personally have a few favorite games. And my phone like sits here like off to the left of my computer. And so I sometimes, even without thought, I'll be like, oh, I should do this. And then I'm on my phone before I even know it, right? So we do that scrolling, or we organize the fridge, we reorganize and prioritize our to-do list. That's that pretense of action thing. It's like, oh, no, I'm going to reorganize my to-do list before I can actually know what to do. Anybody else? When we started the email or the article or the phone calls or anything that we're supposed to be making, okay? So avoidance is such a familiar part of our lives that it's actually started to become invisible. And that's what I'm saying. Like, I've reached down and picked up my phone and been like, oh, fart, I'm on my phone, before even realizing it. Okay, it's like background noise that we've normalized electronically. Because I guarantee it's not new. I guarantee it's not some like, oh my gosh, in modern days we avoid things. We've always avoided things, okay? Trust me, in some of my eclectic things that I study and do, I have an archaeology degree. I've studied people in history. We've always avoided. So why are we avoiding? What is it we're really protecting? What is it we're really avoiding? And what do we actually think we're accomplishing or not accomplishing or judging ourselves for? So right off the bat, I want to tell you one thing. If you hear nothing else, hear this. Avoiding isn't a flaw. It isn't weakness. It's a signal. Okay. I know a lot of you tuned out on that, so let me say it again. Avoidance isn't a flaw. It isn't a weakness. You're not lazy. It's a signal. And this is the place where you need to start going into questions. You need to start going into the energy of it and really being present with it. I know, spoiler alert, but you do need to start being present with it and not in judgment. Never in judgment in my friends, but in curiosity and wonder, what am I avoiding here? What do I think I'll get if I avoid it? Because I don't know about you, but every single time I've avoided something and then I finally do it, my whole universe goes, oh, I'm so glad that's done. So if we have such that release afterwards, why is avoidance such a topic, such a choice that we create, we do so dynamically? Well, we're going to get into that right now. Okay. We're going to get into some of the things of why we're avoiding. Because, like I said, avoidance isn't a flaw. It's not weakness, laziness. It's just a signal. And it's a whisper from your body, your energy, your nervous system saying something like, this is going to be too much. I fear this for whatever reason. And here come the reasons why we avoid. Okay. Avoidance is like self-protection in disguise from, because, you know, and I've said on the show a lot, our brains are lazy. And we get, and I love our brains. This is not being derogatory against brains. It's just our brains, if we have created a pathway and it's already like, it's easier to go down a created pathway than to create a new pathway. So that's what I mean about brains being lazy, is it's like every time we want to create a new neural pathway, our brains go, but, okay, right? But we have to be conscious with that. So that's why I'm saying avoidance is that self-protection in disguise. It's your mind avoiding things, your nervous system thinking that it's going to get into overwhelm, because yes, avoidance can be perceived in your nervous system as fight or flight. I've had to make some difficult phone calls recently, and I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I put it off for like days because it's that fight or flight, right? So it's our nervous system. It's our brain. And this is not to make your body the bad guy ever, but just to give you information as to why you want to not judge yourself. Because we go, oh, if I was actually like cared, I would do it. Or if I wasn't lazy, I would do it. Or if I had more self-will, I would do it. Not necessarily. Your body is firing off these hormones, these chemicals. Your brain is doing things. The energy around you is doing things. So it's self-protection. It's a fight or flight thing. And it's interesting that some of the things, because I've facilitated a lot of people, besides myself, I've facilitated a lot of people on this avoidance thing. And here are some of the answers that, like, when I'm like, okay, so truth, what are you avoiding in this? It's amazing what comes up. People said things like discomfort, because new can be uncomfortable, right? I've said that a lot on the show, is that we get comfortable in the uncomfortable because it's known. So and the new is discomfort. So sometimes it's just the discomfort of it. It's the judgment of it. It's the perceived overwhelm. If I do this, I'm going to be overwhelmed. So I don't even want to start it. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of success. And that one cracks me up because I do that one quite dynamically as well, or have in the past, of like, everybody's like, oh, I fear failure. But I don't think I fail at it. Yeah, we actually have a fear of success. We are complicated, multifaceted creatures, my friends, okay? Some people avoid because they fear losing control. Some people avoid because not being enough. Anybody else? It's like, if I actually do this, and then if it's not only failure's bad enough, but it's going to prove how much I'm not enough. I can't do this. I can't be this. Oh my gosh, I'm horrible. And on the flip side of that, or being too powerful. I said this in, I was in a large group class like 1,000 years ago, this lifetime. And for some reason we were talking about arguments, and this came up about argument with this one particular man in my life. And they're like, why are you not willing to argue with him? And the words that came out were, because I know I'd win. I was like, wow, yeah. And I didn't want to hurt his feelings. And so I'm like, well, I'll just give in. I won't do it. I'll avoid the conflict. I'll avoid the conversation because I would have perceived myself as too powerful. And I felt I would have hurt his feelings. So I avoided it. Okay. So, and then sometimes we avoid because we don't want to be seen. Fun. Not really. But we do this. Okay. Avoidance is a nervous system strategy. It's your brain saying things like, this is too hard. This is too unknown. It's not safe. Go back, go back, go back. And then let's self-soothe by watching a compilation of kitty videos or dog videos. One of my favorite things to watch, and I've watched it like 1,000 times over the past 10, 12, 15 years, is this cute little thing on YouTube that says, if it fits, I sit. And it's just a bunch of dogs and kitties sitting in things that are too small for them. Besides the little games on my phones, it's one of the things that I use most to avoid. Anybody else? Just for fun, if you're watching this on YouTube or if you're watching it on Inspired Choices Network, drop a comment of what is one of your favorite things to avoid with. Self-soothe, right? Is that self-soothing? I'm going to avoid and put my head in the energetic hole in the sand, and I'm going to play a game on my phone, or I'm going to watch kitty videos or whatever. So drop a comment of one of your favorite ways to self-soothe while avoiding. I would be curious to know, okay? So here's the tricky part. And as I've said this, avoidance shows up on both ends. We think it's failing or success. Think of being seen, not having power, or having too much power. And sometimes it is that overwhelm, right? Some of those hard conversations we think gives us that overwhelm. And, overwhelm is an interesting energy. I should probably do a whole show on that. If you guys want to have a whole show on the energy of overwhelm, let me know about the lie of overwhelm. Because overwhelm, hello, tangent. Welcome to my tangent today. Overwhelm is really an energy that we think we're getting too much information, but there are so many tips and tricks about how to regulate that energy so that we don't feel that overwhelm, but we can actually function in these situations, even if it's high tense, high pressure, and stuff like that. So if you guys want a whole show on that, let me know. All right. And what's interesting is sometimes with this avoidance, back to the subject, sometimes with this avoidance, it's because we think our brain's already too full, which is interesting because I did a show a long time ago about, well, I don't know, I mentioned all the time that our universe needs new stimuli to grow, to expand. And we avoid new things dynamically, which is where, you know, brain is lazy, not wanting to create those new neural pathways and stuff like that. Okay. And so some of us are like, well, my brain is too full. I can't feel this. But here's the thing, and we're going to go to a commercial soon, but with this overwhelm energy and in this avoidance energy, so often, this is a great example. We do it with a lot of things, but this is a great example. We put all the energy on what we're avoiding. Ooh, sorry. We put a lot of energy on what we're avoiding and not being present with what is causing the avoidance. Okay. To put it with specifically this, we judge ourselves for avoiding the task when really we're avoiding the emotion attached to the task. Okay. So it's not about the task. It's not about the to-do list. It's not about that phone call. It's not about that email. It's not about cleaning the house. It's not about writing that letter. It's about the emotion attached to us, attached to that task. Have you ever noticed it's really easy to do things that you have no emotional connection with? Yeah, because we have to be present with that emotion and search and move through that, swim through it. If you guys are watching, you can see me swim through the energy to get to the task. But we only focus on the task and are not present with the energy and the emotion attached to it, which is really what's stopping us, okay? As I've said, I avoided those arguments with this guy because I didn't want to hurt his feelings, right? So I avoided the conflict. You avoid a project because you fear failing. I'm going to spend all this time, put all this energy into it. No one's going to like it. No one's going to buy it. I can't do it. You avoid the dream because of fear of judgment. You avoid the next step because you fear you can't take the step after that. So why waste your time, or you fear being disappointed? Okay. So avoidance isn't about the doing. It's about the feelings and the emotions attached with the doing of it. Does that make sense? I hope you guys can perceive the difference in that, okay? And no one ever really taught us. We've not been taught about how to be present with those feelings to do the task. We're just told, oh, get over it and do it. If I could get over it and do it, I would have already done it, okay? So I just wanted to give you guys that information before we go to our first break, because when we come back, I'm going to start giving you some of those tips and tricks about how to deal with those feelings and emotion so that you don't avoid the task. All right. You are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. We are on Inspired Choices Network. We'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
And welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. Thank you for not avoiding this one today. But a bump. Sorry. All right. But today we're exploring on how not to avoid, right? And before the break, we talked about the reasons we avoid. And the main point I wanted to make there before we get into the tips, I just wanted to recap really briefly. We have to be present with where the energy is, and we are not avoiding the task. We are avoiding the emotion assigned to the task. What we think the outcome will be, what we think of us from doing it or not doing it or whatever it is, but we're not present with the energy. I don't know about you, but I was told, and I'm sure a lot of people were told, a variation of, I just get over it and do it. Well, how? Well, here are some tips to be present with that energy so that you can actually address where that stop moment comes from instead of focusing on the task, how to do the task. You know how to do the task. You just don't know how to wade through the energy or motion or feeling, that frequency, to get there. But I have tips for you, because that's what I'm here for. I love tips and tricks. Okay, so how not to avoid. Tip number one, name what you're actually avoiding. And this is why I really spent a lot of time of focusing on that we're avoiding the emotion, the intensity, the energy, and the feeling, the frequency, instead of the task. Because it's easy to say, oh, I've avoided writing that email forever. Well, what are you actually avoiding? If it's an email of a confrontation, you're avoiding the confrontation. You're not avoiding the email. But we put all the focus on the email. So what are you actually avoiding? Because we try to do our own get out of jail free cards, because we'll say things like, I just don't feel like it. The energy's not there. I'll do it later. But if you stop, be present with it for just 10 seconds, and you ask, what's the real thing I'm avoiding? You start to see the pattern. You start to soften, and you start to hopefully not judge yourself. Okay. So maybe you're avoiding the task because you fear possible embarrassment, or you fear you're avoiding the uncomfortable conversation. You're avoiding being like, it's so interesting. And because we're multi-talented creatures, I have actually facilitated some clients where they avoided creating something, because I work with a lot of people like, oh, I have this program called 90 Days to Actualized. It's like, in 90 days, pick a topic, subject, and we'll get it done, right? And it's a form of accountability coaching, but with a creative flair and energy. And so what's interesting is when I work with a lot of them and they're like, I've been avoiding this, one of the first calls we do is like, okay, why have you been avoiding this? And what's interesting is the number of times that they have said that they avoided creating whatever it is they were creating because A, they didn't want to fail, and B, they didn't want to succeed. So that's why I'm saying we're multifaceted, overachieving creatures. So it can absolutely be more than one thing. So just sit with it, be present with it, and name what is really going on, okay? When you are actually present with what you're avoiding, you get your power back, you get your awareness, you're present with it, and then you can actually see how to achieve and move to the next subject, okay? What the next subject, the next task, the next step, whatever it is, okay? And then number two is, shrink the task until it becomes small enough, right? And I did a whole show on this, I think last week, of the all or nothing curse. Let's check that out. That was a pretty fun one. And it's that place where we think, if I can't get all of this done in one sitting, I can't write that whole book, I can't paint the whole house, I can't organize this whole room, I'm just not going to start, right? We get that feeling of overwhelm, or it's like, I have to get this email done today. I don't even have time for rewrites or whatever it is. And so shrink the task until it becomes small enough. If you're trying to write a book and you open up that blank page, your brain spirals, your nervous system panics, you get into fight or flight, right? And then if you're me, you pick up your phone and play a game or color or watch cat videos. So shrink it. And what I mean by that is, you know that old saying, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? Which, by the way, I don't know where that comes from, but it's really gross. But what it is like you have this huge task in front of you. How do you get around it? One bite at a time, one thing at a time. So if you're writing a book, open up that page and write one sentence. And not that sentence of, I'm writing one sentence, because I've seen people try to get around. I'm like, well, what did you write this week? I wrote one sentence. Well, what was the sentence? That was it. I wrote one sentence. And that's what it said is, I wrote one sentence. I'm like, oh my gosh. Nice trick. I'm like, how was the energy on that? They're like, it didn't change much. I'm like, well, no. You actually want to write one sentence on the task that you're doing, the subject matter that you're writing on, or whatever it is, right? If you're trying to clear out a whole room, move one thing. Move one thing. I'm not even kidding with these, my friends. I'm not like exaggerating or going, ah. No, really. One thing. Move one thing. If you're trying to clear a room, one thing. Trying to send an email, sit there and be present with it for 60 seconds. Just look at it, okay? Give your brain something so tiny that it can't, and your nervous system something so tiny that it can't trigger that fear, that dynamic fear response. And so, because of this feeling of overwhelm, and we think the tasks are too big, then I can't do it. Anybody can do one sentence. Anybody can move one thing up from a shelf. Okay? Anybody can start an email by putting in the to subject, or the to, who it's to, and then the subject. Every step, no matter how small, is forward momentum. Okay? And this is also that place where we get into, it has to be perfect. No. Progress is the target, not perfectionism. Okay? So, not only does this tiny thing lead to a new neural pathway, a soothing of the nervous system, it also builds the energy and changes the energy. So we talked about the mental of it, the physical of it. Let's talk about the energy of it. That one thing. Then the next time you come back to the writing that book and there's one sentence, you're like, oh, okay. You're in a different place with it. And what does that different place do? It moves that energy forward. Okay. This is vital, which is why I'm not even joking when I say do one thing. You can even put it on your to-do list if you want. To do, write one sentence. Okay. Which leads me to the next one of this is, what is it? The choose one priority. Okay. For me, these two go hand in hand. You choose one, this tip three. You choose one priority. A lot of us go, I have to do all of this today. Okay, well, you may have to do all of this, but what is the one thing you're going to tell yourself to get done today? And if it's that one sentence in the book, fantastic. And then you get that dopamine hit. You get the all those good chemicals flood. You're like, I did it. I did it. Look at this. I did it. I got this one thing done. And then freaking celebrate it. Okay. So two and three go hand in hand. Number two, write one sentence, move one thing, whatever it is, make that task a manageable amount, and then choose one priority. You could still do other stuff. I'm not gonna. Please don't send me an email that says, hey, so and so got mad at me because Danielle told me I only had to have one priority for the day and then I did it and I did nothing. Well, you can still do more, okay? But it's just, we tend to overwhelm ourselves with that to-do list. Choose one thing to get done and then everything else is just cake or gravy or, whatever else you want to call it, right? So that's tip two and tip three. And then really quickly, we're going to go to a commercial break, is tip number four, ask your body what it needs. Because not only is avoidance mental, it's chemical, it's physical. Because we always think our thoughts say, no, I'm not doing this first. But if you really look at it, you have physical reactions before you have the mental ones. It's not like, oh my gosh, I should be afraid of this. And the body goes, ah, it freaks out and your stomach tightens and you contract. Your stomach tightens, your body contracts, your energy freezes, you get hyperventilate your breath, and then your head goes, oh my gosh, I'm scared. Okay? So ask your body, what do you feel? You ask your body a question like, what do you need to feel safe with taking this one tiny step? Okay? You like how these are in order? So what do you need to feel safe to take this one tiny step? Sometimes you get water, a walk, a pause, a stretch, a deep breath, moment of grounding, burning sage, whatever it is for you and your body. Because when your body feels supported in this task, you'll get further faster because then your mind stops sending red alert signals. If your body's not telling your mind to freak out, you won't freak out. Okay? All right. Please listen to this part again. This whole show again, because there's a lot of things I'm going through very quickly that I know myself I could talk about for an hour, just the one. All right, my friends. And speaking of listening again, if you are enjoying this show, if you're enjoying topics like this, please do consider going to your favorite podcast platform, YouTube, Apple, iTunes, and look for the Exploration of Wonder and give me a rating. I would love a 5-star rating. That would be fantastic. But if it contributed to you, if you learned something, if you had some fun, I would really appreciate that because it tells the algorithms that this content is okay to share. And then more people get to find all of us. And I don't know, we might change the world. All right, my friends, thank you for that. And you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. We are on the Inspire Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. Today we are exploring how not to avoid, and thank you for not avoiding this conversation. Because today we're diving into the mental, the physical, as well as the energetics of why we avoid and how to stop that avoidance cycle. We think of avoidance as a weird self-soothing, as a false safety net, when really it's just stopping the forward momentum and creation of our lives. Okay. Side note, because I can hear some people's heads, I'm not talking about those times when we say, oh, it feels like I should pause here, or I should not turn that corner yet. And then you're like, oh, good, I'm glad I didn't change that corner. Totally different energy. The energy of avoidance is more of that looping, right? You feel lost. And it's more of that energetically you're going, I don't know what's over there. I don't know. No, I'm not looking over there, right? Avoidance energy is different than that awareness of not to do it right now, take a different path or anything like that. Completely different energy. So, back to the tips of how not to avoid, how to actually be present with where that energy is. Because as a reminder, we're not avoiding the task. We are avoiding the energy or the emotion, the frequency tied to that task. Okay, so this is how to change that energy so we can actually do it. Yay! So tip number 5, break the emotional rule you've been following. There's a lot of words. What do I mean by that? How many of us have emotional or energetic rules like, I must feel motivated before I start. The energy has to be there. I have to be confident that it will succeed before I do it. That's one of mine. I need clarity before I move. Or my desk in my office must be clean first. That way I'll have the space to do it. Yeah. Sometimes that's true, but it's a very small percentage of the time. And like I said, that energy is completely different. But here's the truth. You don't need motivation to begin. You don't need confidence. You don't need clarity. You gain all those things through the actions that you're taking. So it's like, where is that self-regulation gone? Where have you bastardized it, right? Where have you put your rules and regulations in that's actually stopping the creation of your life instead of helping to create the motivation of your life? Because I get it. There have been creations where I'm like, I got it done in like 10 hours and it was a whole book and it was no big deal and I loved it. It was easy. It was right there. I love those times. Anybody else? Oh, yeah, right? Because you get done, you're in alignment with the universe, and you're like, this is fantastic. And then those other times when you're like, I know I should be creating this, and not even a should, it's just like, I know I'm creating this, and I'm just waiting for that energy to come. Well, here's the thing. Every entity of your creation, every creation has an entity to it, and I don't mean like disembodied spirit entity, I mean like it's an entity unto itself. And each one of those energies are going to be different. So, my friends, if you're waiting for the energy to be there, you're rarely going to get anything done. And this comes from somebody who lives their life about the energy. And I'm just telling you, sometimes the energy is like, yes. And sometimes the energy is like, yeah, let's do that. Both are dynamic. They have a different frequency, so you need to help get into it. But don't let it stop you either. Okay, sometimes that energy of yes is quieter, but can be just as potent as those excitement days. Okay, so don't let it stop you. Tip number 6, get curious instead of critical. This is one of my big ones. Okay, avoidance grows in the shame. Any of us ever had a shame about what we're avoiding? Yeah. And how often does the thing we're avoiding just get bigger? Oh, I hate that, don't you? It's like, I'm avoiding this and it just gets bigger. I'm sorry. Yeah. If I had just done that like a week ago, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. No judgment. Okay. There's another theme of my shows is don't do judgment of yourself. Of other people, which, by the way, I did a show the other day called Judgment. What is it? What even is it? And why am I not supposed to do it? It's a fun one. Go check it out. But most of the times when we're avoiding something, we start judging ourselves. That's that I'm too weak. I have no motivation. I can't do it. It's going to be overwhelming. I'm a bad person. Doing this will show how much of a bad person I am. And so we get into this shame spiral. Judgment, which is held in place by judgment. Yay. Okay. So when you let go of the judgment, let go of the shame, and you move in that energy of curiosity. Okay. It's one of my tricks of how getting rid of the judgment. Because I can tell you all the time, well, just don't judge it. And you're like, thanks. How? This is one of those ways. Be curious. Okay. Be curious. Why can't I do this? And back to that first question, right? What am I actually avoiding here? but also deeper of like, huh, it's interesting. Why does this energy feel so sticky today? What's going on? What's actually going on? Shame, judgment shuts you down. Curiosity opens you up. It changes the energy. It changes the physiology, which is how your body reacts. So when you're in that energy of curiosity, it keeps expanding. You keep receiving information from the universe instead of that energy of judgment, which just makes you want to go back to bed and cry and put the covers over your head or play games or, right, we're back to the avoiding. Yay! Isn't that fun? All right. Tip number 7 is create a safe landing, not a perfect outcome. What do you mean, Danielle? Okay. Avoidance is often the fear of what happens or we think happens after the action. What if I fail? What if someone hates me? What if it's not good enough? What if I'm not good enough? What if people will see what a fraud I am? What if I succeed and people expect more? It's like, because I don't know about you, but I've had moments in my life. I'm like, can I just do this one thing and then y'all leave me alone for the rest of my life? Never works that way. So instead of focusing on the outcome, create a safe landing, which means being more proactive with the outcome before you even get there. Okay, so that's what I mean by create a safe landing. So instead of focusing on the outcome, you'll say things like, no matter what happens, I'll be kind to myself. No matter how the result of this argument, I won't stop myself. I won't let it stop me. Or things like, well, I'm allowed to learn. So if I fail at this, great, I've learned something. Which, you know, with Einstein, and I know Einstein didn't create the light bulb, but come on, still a famous saying. People say, like, Einstein, they're like, well, you failed 999 times making a light bulb. He's like, no, I learned 999 ways to not make a light bulb. And then the 1,000th time I learned how to make a light bulb. So he had that, he switched that, right? I never failed. I just learned how not to do it. Same thing, right? So you're allowed to learn. I don't have to get it right. I'm just allowed to show up. Kind of like that. When we don't fear that outcome so much, we'll actually start to take those actions. Okay. Say that again. When we don't fear the landing so much or the outcome, we'll start to take those actions. Because this, my friend, is all about getting you guys to do that first step. In case you haven't noticed that. It's like I said, write that first sentence, sit there and be present with it, give yourself one priority. I am a huge proponent of getting that energy flowing, and that energy of avoidance, it almost like, because judgment contracts the energy. Energy of avoidance kind of dissipates the energy, okay? Sometimes that feeling, you have an energetic feeling of looping. And also just dissipation. And then you're always restarting, which is part of where some of the exhaustion comes in. But really look at the energy of that. It is that energy of dissipation. You're like, okay, I'm going to do this. Poof, it's gone. And then we judge and we feel bad and our body contracts. But the energy of avoidance is kind of a dissipation. It's really interesting. And not dissipation as an expansion. It says dissipation and let me go pick up the pieces so I can prime the pump and restart this mother. Okay. So much of this is about the just keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Speaking of keeping going, we are going to go to our next break. And when we come back, I still have 3 more tips, which number 9 is actually fun. I can't wait to get to number 9, but we're going to take a break first because I'm such a tease. But if you are curious, if there's anything that's going on in your life, if something you find again and again and again, you're like, why do I do this? Why does this keep happening? Drop me a line at hello@danielle.com. If you want to have me explore it on the show, or if you want to have a private chat, also known as a private session, let me know that too. You can go through my website, and which is danielle.com, D-O-N-N-I-E-L-L-E.com. All right, my friends, let's get to that break. You are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is The Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends, to the Exploration of Wonder. I am so excited you're here with me. So today we're talking about how to not avoid, and we've talked a lot about the energy of it, where we're actually avoiding, not the end, but the energy before, and I'm giving lots of tips and tricks. So without further ado, we're going to get to more of these tips and tricks, because I have three more that I really want to make sure to get out. So tip number 8 is use the 3 minutes of presence rule, okay? Now let me clarify. This is being present with it, not 3 minutes of productivity, not 3 minutes of doing, present, being present with it. Sit next to the thing that you're avoiding for 3 minutes and simply be with it. And this 3 minutes, I'm actually very specific with. I've tried 2 minutes, doesn't seem to be enough. I've tried 5 minutes, oh my gosh, that's a lifetime. 3 minutes seems to work, okay? So sit next to the thing you're avoiding for 3 minutes and simply be with it. Instead of avoiding it, you don't have to do it, but be with it. Sit next to the computer with the email open. Sit next to the idea, even if the idea isn't formed. Like I write fiction, and one time I was in the Netherlands and I took a walk on the beach with one of my main characters, right? I was present with the creation of it. If you're painting, sit next to the empty canvas. That's an easy one to see, but it's just be present with it. Because when you're present with it, presence replaces the pressure, and then your resistance dissolves, okay? And when you're present with it, the action begins organically, not forced. And I have seen this so often with myself and other people, that they'll be sitting there, and instead of judging, right, never judge, like if they're writing an email, and they're sitting there, and they're just present with it, in curiosity, remember that other one, you're just sitting there with the curiosity. It's amazing how organically you go, oh, this is what I need to say, or, oh, this is why I'm avoiding it, or, oh, it's amazing. And then the words come, the energy shifts, it's amazing. 3 minutes of presence, not productivity, not doing, but just being present with it so you know the energy. All right, tip number 9. I've been teasing you guys all time with tip number 9. I'm excited about this one. As you can tell, I love it. Tip number 9, celebrate the start, not the finish. Oh, I'm a big fan of celebrating along the way, but I love just the directness of this one because so many of us will be like, I'll celebrate when I'm done. That will be the reward. Celebrate that you started. Look at the energy of that. If you will actually celebrate when you started, you might celebrate the next step too, and then the next step, and those are exciting, and then you get to go there, right? And it's not about like bragging, it's just about letting yourself feel good that you started something. You're not putting off the reward, because then that reward seems so far away and you don't want to do it and you have to suffer so much until you get there. Nope. I started today. I'm going to celebrate. Have a cookie. I don't know. Everybody loves cookies. But it could be a 5-minute nap. I don't know. Could be cleaning off a shelf. Whatever it is, celebrate or just give yourself a minute dance or a little woohoo, little jig, whatever it is, or just give yourself a timed 5 minutes of playing your game, whatever it is. But when you celebrate the start and not leave that celebration for the finish, every step is more enjoyable. Okay. And it could be like, I opened up the document, I named it, and I saved it. I have started. And you know what? It's not a joke. You did start. It helps that energy moving forward, which all of these are about that energy moving forward. Remember that first little step? Absolutely. Priority? Absolutely. All about going forward. Okay. And here's the key to this one. The more you celebrate each step, the more you'll come back to it. And not in that I have to finish it every day, but in that it's not as bad as I thought. It's not as overwhelming as I thought. Oh, every step feels good now, instead of every step I'm judging if I do it or I don't do it. So celebrate the start. Not even kidding. I love this one. Might make it my new mantra. I love when my notes show me that kind of stuff. I started, celebrate. Okay. Tip number 10, give yourself permission to be in progress. And this kind of like encompasses all of them, right? And so when you're really look at the avoidance of, I have to get it all done or I have to be ready. When you can announce that, or when you can allow yourself to tell yourself that it's going to be, could be messy, it could be delayed, it could be all this kind of stuff, but it is in progress, you're creating that energy moving forward, okay? The magic lives in the motion, not in the perfectionism, right? So the variation of it is progress, not perfectionism, okay? So what happens when you stop avoiding? Well, you get stuff done. But it's more than that. But isn't it funny how fast we go to that? What happens when you stop avoiding? You get stuff done. See how easy it is to skip over that emotion and that energy and frequency that is actually what is stopping us? So in addition to actually getting the stuff done, one big one is you start to trust yourself again. Okay? You open doorways that once felt locked. You expand your tolerance for discomfort. And we know we need that discomfort to keep going and growing. Okay, so you get familiar with that energy of discomfort. And you recognize that you don't need to be fearless. You just need to keep going. You need to be willing. You know, I ask my clients that all the time. I'm like, hey, is this possible for you? They're like, yeah. And they're like, I'm like, okay, cool. Will you do it? Will you do it? And they're like, oh. Oh, that's a different question. I'm like, yeah, it is a different question. Are you willing? And that's more of like being present where the energy is. Okay. So my friends, please look at this. Key takeaways. It's not about the task that you're avoiding. You're avoiding the energy and the emotion tied to it, whether that emotion comes at the beginning or at the end. It is the thing that's actually stopping you, but we put so much focus on just get the task done. And, you know, like me, I want to scream at people. I'm like, if I could get the task done, I would have done it. What's stopping me? Okay, and I gave you lots of tips and tricks today in there. Every step forward is monumental. You opened it up. You started. Do that celebration. It is freaking fantastic, okay? And next week is what if you're the gift? I love that so much. What if you're the gift? And not just the holiday seasons, but what if you are the gift in the world? So come and check that out next week. But all right, my friends, so what are you avoiding? Be present with it. Listen to the show again. Look at the tips and tricks. What are you avoiding that if you weren't avoiding it, you would actually be present with the energy of it and get it done? And then, I don't know, create your life. And my friends, please have a fun week, a happy week, a magical week, a joyful week. And be back next week, because you know what? I will be. Thanks, everyone. Have a good time. Bye.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.